Good morning, Symphony Church. Today's passage will be from Psalm chapter 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. So this psalm here has a theme of missions, of letting God be known among the earth and all the peoples praising him, which I think is quite fitting for this month since it's our church's missions month. We spent the last few weeks as a church highlighting missions and praying for our missionaries. We invited Pastor Ryan to speak on both missions and mission, and we also sent our brother Kojo out to Indonesia for medical missions. But anyway, back to the psalm. The psalmist begins with humility by asking God to be gracious. Other translations say, God, be merciful. And then he asks God for a blessing and for his face to shine upon him. But this request for a blessing isn't for a selfish reason. It's not for a selfish motive, but it's so that God's way may be known on earth and his saving power among all nations. He then also follows up with a call for all the peoples to praise God and the nations to sing for joy. And one thing that really stands out to me in this psalm is just the repetition of praise to our God. In verse 3, he says, let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. And again in verse 5, it's the same exact thing. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. And I just really admire the heart of the psalmist. He has a desire for all of God's people, for all the peoples to praise him. He wants everyone, not just his own people, to truly know God. And also, he realizes that God is worthy not just of our own praise and worship, but of all praise and worship. Not just from us, but from all the peoples. And another thing that really strikes out to me from this psalm is just the faith of the psalmist. He begins the psalm in verse 1, asking God to bless him. He says, may God be gracious to us and bless us. And then he finishes his psalm in verses 6 to 7 with a confident expectation of God's blessing. In verse 6, he says, God, our God, shall bless us. And right after that, in verse 7, he again says, God shall bless us. So again, he begins the psalm calling out to God with an expectation. May God be gracious to us and bless us. And he has that expectation that God will answer, that God will bless him. And that just got me thinking, how do we bring our requests before God? I know many times when I pray, I'm not very confident. I don't have too much faith. I bring requests before God and think, yeah, like God, it'd be nice if you answer these prayers, but there's not too much confidence or faith behind it. But I want to be like the psalmist, praying to God, calling to God with a confident expectation that God answers our prayers. So let's just take some time to reflect on this passage. First, how is God calling you to make his way known on earth? How is he blessing you to bless others? Is God growing your heart for all his peoples? And also, how are you approaching God in your prayers? Do you trust God that he hears your prayers, that he answers them? Let's pray this morning with confidence. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you for this morning and this time of prayer that we get to spend in your word and with you. And God, I pray that you would just continue to grow our heart for all the peoples and all the nations, that we would praise you. God, I pray that we would see them the way you see them and love them the way you love them. And God, I also pray that as we just continue to pray, we would pray to you in faith, trusting that you are a good God, that you are a faithful God, that you listen and you work. God, we thank you so much for who you are. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.